you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, and I have a show for you today. You might just find it fascinating. I'm calling it Hard Knocks. I'm going to talk about hard knocks. I'm going to talk about getting knocked down because, you know, I talk a lot about being in joy and having life force and clearing our chakras and clearing our base, clearing our money chakra, clearing creativity, clearing our wa energy, our self-worth energy, clearing our heart, clearing our throat, clearing that third eye space, and clearing all the places above where we're connected to heaven and God and all that is. And sometimes we go through a hard knock, you know. Sometimes we get smashed flat on the face, or the wool gets pulled out, the rug gets pulled out, everything gets pulled out. All of a sudden we're homeless and hungry and can't function and nothing's operational. When you run into a hard knock, and I'm speaking from experience, believe me, this is a you must change a lot information. This is information that, no, you're not on the right track. No, you did fall the F off. You fell off. You did something over time, which became so adverse to your higher self that a big, huge lesson came in and popped itself into your awareness so you could change significantly differently. I'll tell you the strange thing for me is some of the changes were about giving myself more self-care. You can even tell how I say that, how ridiculous I find some of the tenets of self-care, you know, getting my nails done, getting my hairs done, wearing nicer clothing. Like, this is not easy for me. And I know some people, this is just like a cakewalk. Like, they love getting themselves done up and they love doing their facial and getting their eyebrows done. And I am just not that person. So I want to just celebrate you for wherever you are and acknowledge that if you've been through a hard knock, now I want to say cancer is a hard knock. You know, being very, very ill is a hard knock. It's really a time to go inside and listen to the whispers of spirit and focus your knowing. And it's interesting because some of the things that have hit me the hardest are things that I just have not been willing to learn and change. Dang. Yeah. So, where is it that you could find space to be you and also look at a hard knock as a way of creating a new life and cutting out, you know, changing things? One of my friends went through a near death, but she was so sick that I guess it could be called near death. And she had to change everything. She had to stop and pause and run her world differently. So if that's you and you've been through a hard knock, my take on that is to really ask more of you on a daily basis towards healing you and going into the light of you and draw yourself to people who can bring you to their level so that your consciousness changes. When your consciousness changes, your conversations change. So then you surround yourself with people who have consciousness, which is different than anyone who doesn't. Does that make sense? Yeah, exactly. So hard knock is not always meant to take you out completely. It will give you cause to change how you do things, and that may or may not be fun. In the long run, though, you can evolve to a higher place. So you can come out of a hard knock, live somewhere better, feel better in your body, take better care of yourself, hang out with cooler people. You can do everything different on the other side of a hard knock. So if you are going through something that ripples out and then comes in and then just attacks you, Go ahead and just offer you the opportunity to change things. And hey, stay tuned, because tomorrow I actually have a kind of a little bit more in-depth piece on healing. So I think tomorrow you might really enjoy the healing episode. And thank you so much for listening. This is Erica on Energy Clearing for Life.